Senate Republicans are one step closer to repealing Obamacare. Early this morning, they voted 51-48 to approve a budget blueprint that would let them repeal major parts of the law, something that is expected to take weeks at least. But Republicans don't have a plan yet to replace the Affordable Care Act, and hospitals across the country are worried about that. Joining us now is A.J. Wilhelmy, the president and CEO of the Illinois Health and Hospital Association. He's in Washington, D.C. to attend the American Hospital Association's meeting on the future of the Affordable Care Act. AJ, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And do you have any insight on what the future of the Affordable Care Act is at this point? What's going to happen?
I think there's a great deal of uncertainty at this stage in how the Congress will move forward. There's certainly a great deal of talk about reconciliation to advance the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And of course, the hospital community feels there should be no repeal of the ACA without an adequate and simultaneous replacement to assure coverage and access to health care for over 20 million Americans, including 1 million in the state of Illinois.
And is it your expectation that that's what Congress will do, that they'll have a replacement right away when they decide to repeal the Affordable Care Act? It does sound like, especially in the Senate, a few more Republican senators are leaning in that direction. They don't want to repeal without an immediate replacement.
We're hearing that as well, especially in the Senate. As you said, that would be, in our opinion, the appropriate move with respect to the ACA. No repeal until there is that adequate and simultaneous replacement.
What is at stake for hospitals here?
There's a great deal at stake for hospitals, for the patients and communities we serve, and for the state's economy. And so for hospitals, many would be in dire financial straits if the ACA was repealed. You know, right now, about 40% of our hospitals are operating in the red or on a very thin margin, and they would face difficult decisions, including laying off staff, reducing or eliminating services, or putting very important infrastructure projects on hold, none of which would be good for the patients and communities they serve. And with respect to the state's economy, we have preliminary estimates that show the impact to the state would be between $11 and $13 billion in lost economic activity. That translates to about 84,000 to 95,000 jobs. So there's a great deal at stake for the state of Illinois, its economy, the hospital community that's striving to fulfill their mission of caring for their patients and communities, and most importantly, for the people of the state of Illinois who rely on coverage through the Affordable Care Act.
I imagine, though, that people who are in favor of the repeal of Obamacare would say, well, you got along fine before the Affordable Care Act. Why would things be so bad if it went away?
So before the Affordable Care Act, we know that the numbers in terms of the levels of uncompensated care and bad debt were much larger. So people, instead of having access to a primary care physician, would present to the emergency department. And we know that that's not the appropriate venue of care for those individuals, and that that's not the most costly venue, or cost-efficient, excuse me, a venue of care. So we want to make sure that we have a system, and this is partly what the ACA has advanced, a system that really looks for how we can transform healthcare, improve healthcare, looking at enhanced care coordination, getting people the right care at the right time in the right place, and also making sure that we improve the quality of healthcare, both of which will lead to better outcomes and lower costs for the healthcare system. Some of that we feel would be lost if the Affordable Care Act were to be repealed without, again, that adequate replacement.
Do you have any ideas about what the replacement, if there is one, would be at this point?
We're all getting a sense of where the Congress might go on this question. And so what we want to impart on our members of Congress from the Illinois delegation is that there should continue to be coverage for those 1 million individuals that rely on that coverage today, and some of the other issues that we know are paramount to the ACA on the prohibition against discriminating on pre-existing conditions, for young adults to have coverage under their parents' health plans, and other key provisions of the ACA. So we look forward to having those conversations with our delegation.
What grade would you give the Affordable Care Act?
We never felt that the Affordable Care Act was a perfect legislation or a perfect law. And we always envisioned working with our delegation on ways to improve the Affordable Care Act. So when we look at some of the challenges, we know that the insurance marketplace There is a challenge with the risk pool. There's a challenge with respect to the premiums paid by those that access health coverage through the insurance marketplace, narrow networks and high deductible plans. So we always envisioned having to work on some components of the ACA, including the insurance marketplace.
So, A.J. Wilhelmy, when do you think you're going to know what's going to happen here?
We feel that more will be revealed in, frankly, the coming days, but certainly the coming weeks. But we want to remain vigilant in getting our message out to our delegation, working very closely with the American Hospital Association and my colleagues from around the country so that we can make sure our elected officials understand what's at stake with this decision about the ACA and that they can understand the impact to hospitals and the patients and communities we serve.
That's A.J. Wilhelmy, who is the president and CEO of the Illinois Health and Hospital Association. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.